poor pirates. Piracy is back in fashion, but why? Pirates are a thing of the past, right? Wrong. They're back. Only this time it isn't cutlasses that they're using. They're carrying rocket launchers and Kalashnikovs. Piracy off the coast of Somalia has been growing steadily since the early 1990s, and it's showing no signs of stopping. In 2008, there were 111 attacks, including 42 successful hijackings. Those are alarming statistics. But the rate of attacks in January and February of 2009 was about 10 times higher than during the year before. Piracy is once again a very real problem, and its effects are felt across the globe. The whole world shipping industry has been affected, and the problem is so serious that in 2008, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution calling on all nations with vessels in the area to fight piracy with military force. So, what are the causes of piracy? The answer is simple. Since the beginning of the Somali Civil War nearly 20 years ago, the country has had no central government with any real power and is ruled by warlords. As a result, millions of Somalis depend on food aid, and in 2008, according to the World Bank, up to 73% of the population survived on less than $2 per day. In these circumstances, and with no other option to make a living, it isn't surprising that many people are drawn to a life that brings money and power. However, it isn't only the war that has created problems. Before the Civil War, one of the country's main industries was fishing. Now there's no coast guard, and fishing trawlers from other countries have been entering Somali waters to fish illegally. In fact, it's estimated that foreign ships take $300 million per year of tuna, shrimp, lobster, and other luxury seafood items. Perhaps it's no surprise that many of the pirates are fishermen who can no longer earn enough to survive. But it isn't only what Western countries take that's the problem, it's what they leave too. Dumping of hazardous waste started off the Somali coast in the early 1990s and has depleted fish stocks and affected the health of people living in those areas. As Somali pirate leader Sugali Ali said, "We don't consider ourselves sea bandits. We consider sea bandits those who illegally fish and dump waste in our seas." There are two sides to every story, and many genuine reasons why people in Somalia have been drawn to piracy. Perhaps focusing more attention on helping Somalia instead of chasing pirates might be the solution. As Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, said, "Piracy is a symptom of anarchy on the ground. More security on the ground will make less piracy on the seas."